Well, we have a nice audience here today. And I'm so glad that we do, because we've got a great band that's been a while since they've been here. If you like them, you can hear them again at Carnegie Library tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. And then they'll be playing the Thunderbird Cafe New Year's Eve. We'll talk about some of those shows as we get a chance to chat with them a little bit. It's a real pleasure to welcome now the group known as City Dwelling Nature Seekers.
Yeah.
Well, I think they passed the audition. City-dwelling nature seekers. There's a lot that I'm curious about, but I'm really curious about who you guys are. What's your name?
Tegan.
Hi. How old are you?
4.
What did you think of these guys? The right answer. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That was good.
It was good. That was good, Jacob. That was good. They met your expectations. What's your name?
Tucker.
How old are you, Tucker?
4.
I thought we had some twins here. Twins?
Well, actually, there's 10 months difference.
Oh, they are 10 months different. Okay, but boy, you guys are brothers though, right? Yeah, I thought so. What did you think, Tucker?
Good.
Good. 2 thumbs up or 4 thumbs up?
We have a brother. He's 16 years old. Bailey McCune plays drums and keyboard, so they're interested.
You're older than Tucker, Jacob. Yeah. By how much?
10 months.
Where are you guys from?
Monroeville.
And what brings you here? Just a day at the museum?
Yeah.
Excellent. The museum with grandkids. Excellent. So. I'm reminded, and we'll talk to anybody else who wants to say hello, too. I now know, and I knew, when Robert Gray and Andy Collier were setting up for you last night, I was thinking, why do we go to all this trouble again? Why do we bring out all this stuff? And it's because you guys are awesome and are really fun to listen to. Let me try to remember. I've got my notes here. It's Michael, right? Can you tell us a little bit about the band and what's going on?
Sure. I'm Mike McCormack. I'm playing guitar. I'm singing on the mandolin over here. It's Lee Hinton Lang. He's going to be playing some sax later. Drums, vocals, Chris Parker. On bass, Matt Booth. Keyboards, Dan Barrett. And on the pedal steel guitar, Pete Freeman.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about the history. I'm assuming you're our front guy or you're as good as anybody else to tell us about the history of the band a little bit.
We've been playing together for about 5 years now. And we've put out 3 records in that time, an EP, 2 LPs.
And have you been touring at all?
Yeah, we did a tour in August throughout Tennessee and got over to North Carolina and a couple spots in Ohio.
Excellent. And I want to turn over to Peter Freeman real quick because I don't know if you guys have ever seen an electric card table before, but that's what Peter's playing. And it's rare to see a pedal steel. You don't get a chance to see them that often. And you've been playing this for a long time, I remember.
Yeah, it's been a while, about 38 years now. So it's been a while.
Can you just, for guys that have not seen, who here hasn't seen a pedal steel before? So you're welcome to come up as these guys are playing. I don't think Pete would mind. You can come up and take a look to watch. But listen, this is what it sounds like. Pretty neat, huh? And then there's a mandolin over here with a pickup, which is being played by Lee. It's really good that I have to thank Ricky. I mentioned Andy and Robert, but Ricky actually gave me notes so I could remember who's who. You don't hear a mandolin with a pickup every day, and I really like how it comes out in the mix. Do you want to just give that a little strum if people?
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's that. And you know, Michael's got a little baby guitar, right? We didn't talk about that. Can you explain that instrument a little bit?
It's just a regular guitar. It's just a parlor style. It's a little smaller. Has a little bit different sound, but just like a regular guitar.
Yeah, but that's like Jacob or Tucker sized at that size. You guys could play that without any trouble. And then I don't want to, you know, leave the drums and the bass and the piano out of it. They may be a little more normal, but, well, the instruments, not the players. Chris has got some really beat up drumsticks here. And let's see, you've got bass, hi-hat. What do you got?
Bass, hi-hat, and snare drum.
Excellent. Have you always played drums?
Yeah, I played since I was like 11.
Do you play any other instruments?
I play the guitar.
Excellent. Well, it's good to have you here. Anything special about the bass we should know?
No, it's old. It used to be sold in a Sears catalog.
Oh, wow. It's a Silvertone. I love it. The Sears Silvertone bass. I don't know if you know that. This is Matt Booth. You can go online, and all the Sears catalogs have been digitized. So you can find, like, that for $29.95 or however much it was, because I've done that with some of my old Sears stuff, and it's pretty cool to see that. Yeah, you think you got it for $20. And then I told you that you guys helped me understand why we set this elaborate setup up. I also know why we added this piano to our studio, because it's never sounded better than it does this morning. How long have you been playing keys?
I guess since I was 5 or 6, right around that age.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And you played with some other groups too, Dan, haven't you?
I play with another group called Silencio, which Lee and Matt also play with that group, yeah.
Okay, and that's Dan Barrett. Now that gives you a better idea of the group. And the first song they played was called Halfway Home. What would you like to do next?
I just want to say that when we were here last time, we ended with Halfway Home, and it wasn't on a record. And we said, this is a brand new song, and now it is on a record, our latest one, and we thought it would be fitting to begin with it. So.
I'm honored. Yeah, I noticed when I was looking at the website that you can listen to this music again online, too. And they'll be at Carnegie Library tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the main branch in Oakland. What's next?
A song called Tradition.
Here they are, City Dwelling Nature Seekers. Thank you. City Dwelling Nature Seekers. That song really had a nice groove to it, and it has to take a lot of practice and playing that a lot of times to get it sounding that good. Am I right?
Yeah, we practice weekly, usually, so yeah, it took a while to get that. We changed stuff a lot, so that song's from an EP we put out in like 2008. So was that 2008 we put that out? Something like that, I think that's what it is. So the feel on that, if you listen to the recording, that was completely different than.
Well, that's what I think one of the secrets to your staying power and also how good you sound is you don't, you know, things need to evolve. Even the same songs need to evolve over time. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. In a second, after this next song, if anybody here, we have some folks sitting here, has a question. And in fact, do any of you have a question now that you'd like to ask any of the band members before we play the next song? Okay, you'll need to ask in the microphone so people at home can hear you too, or in the car. Tyler, you had a question?
Is it difficult?
Is it difficult? And could you be more specific about what the difficulty is or what you think might be difficult?
Playing the drums.
Playing the drums. Is playing the drums difficult? And I need to sneak back because you need to answer in this microphone. Plus, this is the exercise I can claim for the day.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to keep it nice and steady and, you know, have a nice groove feel. But you can learn how to do that with practice. So
that's a good. I know when I played drums, I was not a very good drummer because I would sometimes make things go too fast or too slow. And it's hard. You can't get carried away, can you?
No, that's the hardest thing is to keep it steady. It's really hard.
Yeah, that's a good question, Tyler. Anybody else have any questions at all? Well, I have a question, if there are no other questions, and that is to Michael. And what is the next song?
We're going to play a song called Devil's Den.
Here again, City Dwelling Nature Seekers.
Hard time living outside of town.
city dwelling nature seekers.
Thanks.
Again, and I almost lost my train of thought listening to you guys. It's interesting because your music is at once intricate but also danceable to some extent, I think, depending on the songs. And you can just sort of lose yourself in it. And one thing I neglected to ask is, are these all your compositions, Michael? I should say the lyrics. The band has all got to be working on the arrangements together.
Yeah, they're all original songs, yes, that we're playing today.
Yeah, and they're terrific. Are you actively writing? And you can hear a birthday party happening out there that we're louder than them, though. It'll stop soon. It's the Children's Museum. Are you writing a lot?
Yeah, I do. I try to write a little bit every day or work on stuff every day. It's writing's just like playing an instrument. You have to practice writing.
Yeah, it's hard. Sharon, you didn't have any questions at all, did you? Sharon's a flute player. I could see a flute in this band. You know, I know you didn't bring one with you, but I could see that happening. I mentioned Carnegie Library tomorrow at 2, and then New Year's Eve at Howlers, right?
Thunderbird.
Or Thunderbird, I'm sorry. They all run together for me sometimes. Anything between now and then?
I'll put a plug in here for myself. I'm going to be performing at the WYEP Holiday Hoot Nanny.
That's tomorrow, or yeah.
It's Thursday. It's next Thursday. I forget what day that is.
It's it's 13th, I think. I think it's 13th. Well, it's everybody knows it. Ricky's nodding her head. It's the 13th. We know because Sarah Siplak is performing from our group at the New Hazlet, and it's just you.
Yeah, they asked me as a representative of our group to.
Sorry, guys. Next year maybe. We were thinking of having a Hanukkah hootenanny here. We'd have 8 representatives from every group, and so you guys would need to come up with a couple more guys. So you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 22 minutes before 12 noon, and the saxophone has emerged. So what's going to happen next?
We're going to play a song called Who You Trust.
Held up on the side of the road, 20 miles ain't far from home, but she may turn some time ago that I don't know, but I must suppose. It lies some compass rose on the map with a key for where you run. Who you trust when times get tough? Facts all unknown. What's keeping you here? winter.
Nice sax work, city-dwelling nature seekers. I think we're going to have time for two or three more. It's 17 before noon. We have about 15 minutes of radio time, so some of that depends on the length. Again, I just think it's good to point out that if you haven't been to the main branch of Carnegie Library lately, you have a good chance to hear these guys tomorrow at 2 in a free show there tomorrow, and then you can also, after checking them out, check out some library books if you care to. And it's good to go to their website, too. I actually have a printout from it, and it's the refreshingly named website that mirrors the band name perfectly, citydwellingnatureseekers.com. They do go by CDNS sometimes, which, if you read it quickly, either looks like Canadians or some central nervous system disorder, but what it really is city-dwelling nature seekers. You guys sound great. I've really just been enjoying listening. I suppose there must be somebody else blending these instruments somewhere, you would think. I mean, there's only so many combinations, but it's really cool to hear, you know, mandolin, sax, pedal steel, the parlor guitar and piano, drums all together. It creates a different kind of sound, and I can't put my finger on it other than there's just a vibration to it that's really very nice as you're listening. So congratulations on that. What's next?
We're going to play a song called Quick Way to Get There.
Quick Way to Get There, City Dwelling Nature Seeker. That could be a tongue twister contest. City Dwelling Nature Seekers.
Never grow weary. I do my best. two good friends. We're two good friends. We're two good friends.
Dwelling Nature Seekers playing away here, and I'm just really enjoying. I feel like I'm almost at a show myself. Just, I guess I am, but I mean, you know what I mean, at a show, sitting at a table, watching you guys, instead of actually making sure the train runs on time and those sorts of things. I think it's we have about 8 minutes of radio time, and I'm not, you know, the length of your songs better than I do, so I'm not sure how you'd like to finish up.
Well.
You think one? One's probably about right. I have a feeling if you're like 4 or 5 minutes, it's probably about right. You guys, really, I want to congratulate you. Did any of you want to say anything? It's tough when there's six folks here. Any shout-outs to your peeps? Or anybody you wanted to acknowledge or say? Oh, here we go. Pete, the senior member of the band.
That's for sure. Hi, Debbie and Katie. How are you? I miss you.
Who are they?
My wife and my daughter.
My wives. He almost said it. No. Actually, he started with my daughters. Hi to them. I'm glad you said that. Don't mean to tease. anybody else? Okay. So thank you for being here. I hope folks come out to see you tomorrow. And if you just caught a little bit of this performance, it'll be online. At neighborhoodvoices.org probably by Wednesday or so. And what would you like to close up with?
We're going to close out with a song called Fire Medicine.
And is this on the current EP album?
This is on our first LP.
Excellent. So once again, with our thanks, here, City Dwelling Nature Seekers. Thank you.
ghost told me to which I said. Talked a little less and drank a little more. Everyone said when he came home from war, he talked a little less and drank a little more. What I see before his eyes were pure, white just like
city-dwelling nature seekers, thank you for being here along with us today. A great performance from them. And again, you can look for them. They are going to be out and about at Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon. You'll be able to see them around 2 o'clock. So take a look for them, or listen for them, I should say, tomorrow at that time. And thank you for being here along with us. Thanks to all our donors today. Before I forget, we heard from quite a few folks today as our end-of-year campaign continues. And thank you. It means so much to us. After so many years, hi to Craig and Macon, Georgia, so many years of asking for money on public radio, I never have really gotten numb to it, and numb meaning that I'm always gratified at the support that other people and perhaps you have shown, and greatly appreciate it. Our thanks too to all of our guests today, Susanna Ortner Roberts, who tomorrow night Django Reinhardt will sort of be by tomorrow night, sort of a gypsy jazz trio featuring John Marcinizin, Susanna, and also Vladimir Maloff will be playing, and that will be at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Also, thanks to our Fairchild Challenge winners, Sarah Delfrati, also Claire Bachtel, Hannah Prabanik, Sharon Dong, Tyler Wade, thank you for being with us, each of you. And thanks to you for being here along with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. Questions, comments, we welcome your feedback. You can reach us at slb at slbradio.org. Tweet us or find us on Facebook using the handle slbradio. Here's hoping you'll join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.